Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on?
I think so.
Welcome back to the Heat Universe live radio show. It has been 4 long years, but we are back and better than ever. My name is Kevin McCartney. Alongside with me today are Luke Para and Anthony
Sierra.
And we're here to talk some Heat basketball. Now today, because of this long absence, we knew we had to come back with a bang. So we have two great guests for you today. And who are our guests brought to us today by?
So today our guests have been hooked up by Subway, Eat Fresh. You know, you can go out to Subway, you can try one of their great football subs with fresh ingredients. Just right now, a lot of Subways around the United States. Just do it, please. Just do it. It's great. Subway Express.
So the Miami Heat have had a pretty uneventful off season. Not much has happened in the way of signings, trades, so forth. Still managed to hold on to Hassan Whiteside. A lot of people are unhappy about them holding on to him. A lot of people wanted to let go of his contract, think that he's not living up to expectations. What do you feel about that?
I was a huge Whiteside fan when we first got him. But watching him these past couple of seasons, it seems like he's uninterested half the time. Like, a play will be going on, will set a lazy screen, or he just will lose track of the play. You know? So, I don't know. I have to agree. I don't think he's living up to his contract. Maybe give him a couple weeks, see how he does, and maybe see if we can't get something for him in the trade deadline.
I disagree. I think Hassan Whiteside is an invaluable part of our team, and that when the play is totally gone, he looks very interested in the play that's going on, and that we should not look to see if there are any trades for him.
Today's
we
show
should.
Is brought to you by Subway. For a limited time only, try one of 6 delicious footlong subs starting at only $4.99. Feast on all your favorites like the meatball marinara, spicy Italian, black forest ham, or veggie delight. Subway, eat fresh. Feed your subconscious, eat fresh.
We should not look to other teams to see if they want to take Hassan. He is good for the Miami Heat.
Speaking of Miami Heat, I hear that we have a former Miami Heat player. This person also played for St. Vincent St. Mary High School in Akron, Ohio, along with a few other teams. Do you have any information on this special guest today, Luke?
So the guest I have calling in today is Bron James. Yes, actually, he's on the other line waiting to call in. So I will be forwarding the call from my cell phone. So, indeed, I will have to deconnect my own cell phone to patch him through. I've been keeping him waiting for about 2 hours on the other line. So, whenever we are ready to commence our conversation with this living legend.
All right, I'm ready whenever you are. Let's patch him on through.
Okay. Hello, I am Bron James of the Miami Heat. How are we all doing today?
Rob, I thought you were playing for the LA Lakers now.
I mean, formerly of the Miami Heat.
How's it going today, Bron?
Egg-cellent.
So you've had quite the exciting summer.
Yes. Yes. Are you referring to my school for children?
Absolutely. You want to tell us a little bit more about the I Promise School that you opened up in Ohio?
You know, I want to tell you a story that's
please
related
tell, wait, hold on. Before we go to that, you are one of the top Twitter follows in all the world. Is that correct?
Yes.
You can follow LeBron James at the real, real, real Bron James. And another very high-profile Twitter follow is none other than the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, which you can follow him at the real, real Donald J. Trump. So can you tell me about the ongoing Twitter beef that you and the president have with each other?
So I could, but here's the thing. Do we all remember the late, great Reverend Billy Graham?
Yes.
Sure.
Well, I was talking to Billy Graham a few weeks ago before he had passed, and he told me, Bron James, you need to forgive Donald Trump for this. You need to forgive everybody in your life for all these things that have been going on. And I got very angry, and I was like, F you, Billy Graham, F you, except I wasn't like F you. I was like F-U-C-K-U, Billy Graham. And then I...
Today's show is brought to you by Subway. For limited time only, try one of six delicious foot-long subs starting at only $4.99. Feast on all your favorites like meatball marinara, spicy Italian, black forest ham, or veggie delight. Subway, eat fresh, feed your subconscious, eat fresh. Continue, please.
I was like, F-U-C-K-U, Billy Graham, and I hung up the phone, and then the next morning, I found out that Billy Graham was dead. And,
the phone call you had with him had anything to do with his untimely death at the young age of, I'm sorry, what was that?
He was quite old. I don't know how old he was.
Okay, Siri.
Well, to me, it sounds like you're responsible.
How old? Hey, Siri, how old was Billy Graham when he died? Haunch.
But actually, his son called me the next day and told me I was the last person he spoke to while he was alive. So,
99 years.
Oh, 99. Okay.
Almost
good
made it.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little bit? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Do you feel responsible for his death, Bron? Since you're the last known person he contacted?
No, actually, his son told me that after he spoke to me, he felt so at peace that he was able to leave his mortal soul. And go on to the next life.
Good. So you help kids and you help older people. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, and what does that say about me, Bron James, basketball champion and Billy Graham man? Yeah, Billy Graham called me the chosen one. Anyway,
sorry.
So I decided.
sorry to segue into a brighter topic, but how many kids do you actually pay for to, what is this, live in your house and go to school in your backyard?
256. I know.
Couldn't make it a nice round 300?
No. No.
So over the summer, aside from killing Billy Graham, feuding with the president of the United States of America, and building a school in Akron, you also made the move from Cleveland to Los Angeles. Is this because you hate the people of Cleveland, Ohio?
No, no. I was just in Los Angeles, and I was partying down at the Rainbow Room with some other people, and I met Dr. Ben Carson there, and he told me that I had to get down there to L.A. because that was the best, that was the place to be, and Ben Carson has been helping me with, like, my whole transition, so Ben Carson is really the real reason why I'm moving to L.A.
Ooh. That's interesting. We actually have Dr. Ben Carson joining us later tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great if you'd want to hang on the line and talk to him as well.
Okay.
Actually, I think we have Ben Carson on the line now. Ben, how are you doing today?
Hi, Kevin.
Ben?
Ben Carson.
Sorry, Ben, was that you or LeBron James? You guys sound a little similar. Ben, Dr. Ben Carson, wow. It's an honor to have you on the show today to talk some sports.
As we all know, I am a man of sports.
Dr. Carson, are you okay? Dr. Carson, are you all right?
I love sports.
Dr. Carson, are you aware of the fact that when LeBron James has phone conversations with certain respectable figures such as yourself, they happen to die an untimely death shortly afterwards?
That's one I'm going to have to send down to the people. I'm going to need to consult with Mike Huckabee for the answer to that question. Anthony, what do you think about Akron, Ohio, says LeBron James?
Not a big fan of Akron, Ohio. I like Miami better, personally.
Wow, I'm offended.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Today's show is brought to you by Subway. For a limited time only, try one of six delicious footlong subs starting at only $4.99. Feast on all your favorites like the meatball marinara, spicy Italian, black forest ham, or veggie delight. Subway, feed your subconscious. Eat fresh.
Mamma mia.
Right now we have Dr. Benjamin Carson as well as Bron James joining us. And once again, that is brought to you by Subway, Eat Fresh. Now, Dr. Ben Carson, are you aware that LeBron James killed Billy Graham?
I don't think that's what he's saying, says Dr. Ben Carson. He goes on to say,
Bron James, would you like to defend yourself?
Bron James just thinks that Ben Carson, you know, was just trying to help out Bron James. There wasn't really any collusion going on with that. Like, there, if anything, Benjel needed to get in on the play.
Are you insinuating that Dr. Ben Carson was in cahoots with Bron James?
No,
about
I
the death
Benjel's,
of Reverend Billy Graham?
Benjel is a good guy. He would never hurt anybody, and he's doing an excellent job in the government. And I was very happy to see Benjel at the Rainbow Room.
Okay.
So are we going to be seeing Dr. Ben Carson front line at the Laker games?
Dr. Ben Carson says that, yeah.
Yeah? Excited to
Maybe.
See him there?
Who knows?
Are you
going
to be hanging out with Jack Nicholson?
You know, it could happen.
So, Bron James, quick question. Since going to L.A., have you and LeVar Ball spoken at all?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah? How'd that go down?
Oh, you know how LeVar is. We speak
about... Did he try to
about...
sell you some for brand shoes?
Oh, the shoes?
Yeah. He got you wearing some of those?
No.
Big baller brand?
See, the thing about a ball is that, you know, you just have to know how to speak to a basketball player like that, because he likes to be playing around. Like, that's what he does. A basketball player only plays when he's playing, you know?
I feel you.
What do you think about the Heat's offense, Sierra?
The Heat what? Offense?
Indeed. Says Dr. Ben Carson.
Well, they are going to have the return of Deion Waiters this year. See what kind of difference he makes being plugged back into the system.
Wade's coming back for his retirement.
Sorry, I forgot to hit the cough button there.
So we just lost Bron James and Dr. Ben Carson. They had to go. So it is I, Luke Parra. I am back. But I agree. Dwayne Wade would retire. It is very unhappy to lose him.
Today's show is brought to you by Subway. For a limited time only, try one of six delicious foot-long subs starting at only $4.99. Feast on all your favorites like the meatball marinara, spicy Italian, black forest ham, or veggie delight. Subway, feed your subconscious.
You okay? Is Bron killing someone else?
Subway is just such a great sponsor. I'm happy that a big corporation like them has decided to recognize the high standard of excellence that we try to bring to evening talk radio, and how we have, you know, these really interesting guests on. We do all these things, and like, they make it possible. They make it possible.
Subway.
So Kawhi Leonard to the Toronto Raptors. How much of a difference do you think that's going to make? And are we starting to see some of the power shifting back to the Eastern Conference? Do you think this is sparking a new trend?
No, I don't see it shifting power. The West is still ridiculously overstacked. And being on the Raptors makes the Raptors a little bit better than they were last year, but good enough to come out of the East? I don't think so, especially with how Philly is and Boston getting Kyrie and Gordon Hayward back. That's the team to beat in the East.
That's an interesting opinion, Anthony. I would 100% agree with that opinion because, you know, with just how strong, how much strength Golden State and how much strength the Lakers have and how much strength other teams have in the West, it's hard to imagine the East having that kind of
strength.
What
about the Houston Rockets? They went through a lot of changes around it.
You okay, Kevin?
We need to make the Houston Rockets great again.
I'm kind of torn. Did he make them a better or a worse team?
Yeah, I'm torn. I don't know. It depends on what type of Melo you're getting. If you're getting Melo from OKC, definitely makes them worse. You lose in Trevor Ariza, who actually played defense more than Melo does. Yeah. You know, Melo's a better mid-range shooter, but they like to shoot threes.
Well, Melo will be able to really contribute to the team and picking up trash after you know, all the fans leave. We'll be able to, you know, look around the stadium, see, like, where maybe there's some wrappers or some boxes that the fans have left, and help out the team and get that stuff in the trash.
So it's more a custodial pickup, the acquisition of Melo.
Yeah, but they need a veteran on the team to be able to do that, to, like, you know?
You know, there are hot dog wrappers, there's ketchup, mustard, all sorts of hot dog scraps that are being left behind by these rowdy fans over in Houston. There are empty beer bottles. There are cups. There are napkins. There are straw wrappers and straws. Houston has not yet proclaimed that they are banning straws from the arena, like many stores and restaurants are making that jump to from around the country. Houston has not quite made that step, so it is very possible that Carmelo Anthony may be cleaning up straws, not only from around the trash cans, but many fans will likely leave it at their seats. Some may even kick it under the seat in front of them because they don't want it anywhere near their feet. And that's a lot of work. And Carmelo Anthony is getting up there in age. He's not quite the player he used to be. Being as good as an offensive player as he is, his defense and trash-picking skills may not quite be up to par.
Yeah, you know, he sees, like, maybe even, like, ball box. Like, you could probably handle small to mid-sized boxes that, like, you know, he spots with his vision. He's always had excellent court vision, and I'm sure that's something that's going to be able to transfer to this.
Did anyone know that Brooke Lopez was on the Milwaukee Bucks?
Yes,
no.
Of course.
I had no idea. Milwaukee, the team to beat in the East, Giannis and Brooke. That's a dynamic duo right there.
That it is. Today's show is brought to you by Subway. For a limited time only, try one of six delicious footlong subs starting at only $4.99.
Feast on all your favorites like the meatball marinara, spicy Italian, black forest ham, or veggie delight. Subway, feed your subconscious.
So I'm curious. I got a question. If you were to make the playoff bracket right now for the East and West, well, rather, let's focus on West for the Western Conference. Do the Lakers make the playoffs as currently constructed?
You know, if they do, they're not going to have a single round of the playoffs where they're going to be having home court advantage. Now, if they sneak in, it's going to be at the 7 or 8 seed. The Western Conference is too strong, too deep. And even if so, do you even see them getting out of the first round?
Me, I don't. It's hard to bet against LeBron, right? It's hard to say that a team around LeBron James can't make it to the playoffs. But now you're in the West. And as you said, the West is stacked. If they do make it to the playoffs, if they even get out of the first round, they might as well have won the championship that year. Like, that's the best that they're going to do is the second round appearance. But, like you said, they're probably going to get swept by the Warriors.
Yeah, and there are plenty of strong teams that are just getting better out there in the Western Conference. Everybody likes to talk about the Warriors, the Rockets. Can't forget, the Spurs are hanging around there. They got DeMar DeRozan over with them now. Who knows what kind of addition he's going to make to that team. Still have the Utah Jazz out there making an impact. Oklahoma City Thunder. Hey, they might have gotten better without Carmelo Anthony. So they got Paul George re-upping as a surprise contract to a lot of people. Many people were expecting him to go to Los Angeles and for LeBron to sort of form a super team out there. But all he ended up with were Lance Stephenson, Rajon Rondo, and JaVale McGee.
JaVale McGee! Shaqton Champ. I was pretty surprised about Paul George re-upping with OKC, but the move that really surprised me this offseason was DeMarcus Cousins agreeing to, what, but $5 million 1 year with Golden State?
I was shocked at first, too, coming off a substantial injury. But before that, DeMarcus Cousins was one of the most dominant big men in the entire association.
Yeah.
Now you have him coming to what it may be the best basketball team ever constructed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the small amount he was paid, people may be wondering, is he just ring chasing? But it turns out that he didn't really get many other offers on the table. As a matter of fact, I didn't hear he got any. My sources said.
He couldn't get any offers. No one wanted to take a risk. You would have thought someone would have picked him up just so Golden State wouldn't get him. A little crazy.
All right, so we only have about a minute left on the show. I just wanted to take this time to remind you that today's show is brought to you by Subway. For a limited time only, try one of 6 delicious foot-long subs starting at only $4.99. Feast on all your favorites like the meatball marinara, spicy Italian, black forest ham, or veggie delight. Subway, keep fresh.
Thank you, Subway.
I'd like to take this time to thank our guests today, former Miami Heat player Bron James and former presidential candidate Dr. Ben Carson. And I want to thank my co-hosts today, Luke Parra and Anthony Sierra. You guys have anything else you want to say?
You're welcome.
Thanks for having me.